Jesus gives us four sources of happiness: money, food, positivity, and being liked. And then he basically says, blessed or happy are those who don't have them. You know, we care so much about what other people think. We want to be popular. We want to be loved. But Jesus says, happy are the hated. Verse 22 of Luke chapter 6, blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. In the Old Testament, the true prophets of God were hated. People liked the prophets who told them what they wanted to hear, who scratched their itching ears, who prophesied lies in order to make the people happy. But the true prophets were fiercely persecuted. 1 Kings chapter 18, Ahab said to Elijah, is that you, O troubler of Israel? Elijah was preceded by Elisha, who was persecuted even by children. They yelled out in 2 Kings 2:23, get out of here, baldy. Jeremiah the prophet. In Jeremiah 20, verse 2, we see that he was beaten and put in the stocks. Jeremiah himself said, I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. In the popularity contest of life, Jeremiah came in last place. He was a hated man, but he was loved, treasured, and valued by God. Blessed are you when people hate you. People don't want the truth. They want to feel good. Isaiah 30 verse 10 says, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. That's what people said to Isaiah. They didn't want to hear the truth. Just tell us nice things. You know, there's a lot of pressure in this life to say the things that will make everyone happy, to tell people what they want to hear. Then they'll like you. Then they'll say good things about you. Everyone loves the positive, funny guy. But Jesus says, woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. William Hendrickson, he comments on this passage. He says, when all men speak well of you, there must be something wrong with you. You are not taking a stand for the truth. You are not being a blessing, and you are digging your own grave. Israel loved the false prophets. The false prophets got invited to all the parties. They wouldn't speak out against the sin of the people. Rather, they'd participate in the sin and make the people feel comfortable, make them feel normal, to feel like they were decent people. The false prophets of our day, they won't speak out about sin and judgment. No one wants to hear about that. We just want nice stories. We want to leave church feeling good about ourselves. Brad Paisley sings, he yelled out from the back row, look here, preacher man, we all know you're new here, but you need to understand. You need to understand, we don't want to hear about that sin and the judgment. So tell us about them angels and how they fly around and sing. Ooh, don't tell us about the harsh realities that are coming to those who disobey God's commands. No, 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 no. Keep it nice and pretty, preacher. And we just might come back next week. Tell us about them angels. But you know, on Judgment Day, I would not want to be the guy with the biggest church or the most friends. I don't want to be the guy that everyone likes. I want to be the man who is honored by God, the one who has a place at God's table. That's the party I want to get invited to. Jesus said, blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. So, maybe you don't get all the goodies in life. Maybe you don't have a lot of money. Maybe you end up hungry. Maybe you're sad. Maybe you're sad a lot, like the prophet Jeremiah. Maybe people don't like you. The apostle Paul was hated by so many people. He was beaten and stoned. He was run out of town on many occasions. But his life was good. It was real good. His life was better than yours. He was happier than you. He gave his all for the kingdom of God, and it was totally worth it. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 24, in his final words to the elders of the Ephesian church, I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course. Paul spent his life for Jesus Christ. He spent many long, hard years in poverty, many years with people hating him. And at the end of his life, he has no regrets. He's happy. It was totally worth it. He never had a midlife crisis and went out and bought a Porsche. He gave his all for the kingdom of God, and he never looked back. And at the end of his life, when he did look back, he described his life in two words, worth it. Philippians 3, 7 through 9. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Why would Paul put himself through all of this? For the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. Poor, persecuted, despised, rejected, eating terrible food or not eating at all. And at the end, he was happy with his life. Jim Elliot said it this way, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.